Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry joining me in the studio this morning. Of course, City Council last night. We'll get to that in just a couple of moments. But I did get a press release from Amy Fox saying that today, I think this afternoon, you're doing a photo op at the what do I call that? I've heard people call it a monument. I call it the new welcome sign, but it's a little more substantial.
I call it the entry marker.
All right. Yeah, not bad.
It's a substantial marker.
I noticed the design was similar to that of SIU, so there was a consistency in the city itself. One SIU, I saw that there's a similar vibe there, the curve and all that, and
we
the fonts.
That intentionally, and you know, that's a project that the city partnered with SIU Foundation. They paid half of it, we paid half of it, and it was very important to me from the time I was elected mayor to start branding Carbondale as the home of Southern Illinois University.
Right.
You know, you could drive into Carbondale and drive in down onto Illinois Avenue and have breakfast at Mary Lou's, turn around, drive out, and never realize you're in a university community.
Right.
With a great research university.
Yeah, and which is one of my favorite parts of SIU. But I have had a number of people, including people this morning, who said, there's a $35,000 price tag for this? People just posting it now.
Well, it's about $77,000.
So even more. So
we paid
so
half.
Half.
Yeah.
I get that. That seemed like a price high pricey to you?
It does.
Because my first thought is I can buy a house.
Yeah, I know. It has a deep poured foundation. It's incredibly heavy. It takes a lot of manual labor to do it. And when you start, really a huge cost is carving all those letters into the concrete.
Right.
It's just the nature of the beast. But it surprised all of us when it started, and council decided that it was worth it. To especially the state of
based
affairs.
Based on a lifespan, you think?
Well,
because it's substantial. It's not some treated plywood on some 4x4 treated poles. Granted, now because I used to work building signs for a guy in Harrisburg.
It's a poured concrete core and then a brick veneer put over it, and everything is solid. It'll be there in 100 years from now.
Right. So just one of the items, and of course, you know, because you talked about this as something you wanted to do for Carbondale to brand it. But the first thing I think of is we wanted this branding done before August 21st.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Mother Nature has blessed us with dumping maybe up to 50,000 visitors into Carbondale. And it's something we've looked at from the very beginning as a great opportunity for us to showcase Carbondale and showcase Southern Illinois.
Because
they're going to come off 57 and drive right down 13. And we all want to have our best foot forward.
And you get a twofer.
Yeah.
So I guess is the way to look at it. Because my first thought is that, you know, some hefty price tags there. But, you know, on the other hand, the idea is that we can draw people in, that we're going to be able to make a lot of money this day. It's weird. As more and more I think about this, I'm thinking, I bet you guys down at the sewer plant have a plan.
Yeah.
Right?
And
what
actually,
goes in must go out.
Actually,
not
we
to be
can
gross.
Handle it. And we have roughly 190 porta-potties rented. We rented all the tents that Myrdale True Value in Carbondale has. So we'll have cooling tents. Southern Illinois Healthcare is going to set up first aid stations. We have our bus routes figured out. We have our parking figured out. I forget where the total parking, we have around 8,000, 9,000 spaces for cars.
There's going to be a substantial pressure on the infrastructure for period of time, not just the 3 minutes that there's, I mean, this is going to be an event. People are going to come, go. People are going to march in. Some are going to stay.
Yeah.
$800 a room for the dorms at SIU.
Those will house 12 individuals in that $800.
Really?
That's pretty interesting.
I knew it was two rooms, something like that.
Yeah, eight individuals. It'll house eight.
Right. And then I guess an adjoining bathroom as well.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff involving the eclipse covered in the city council last night, including the festival aspect.
Right, right. And we... Washington Street, which is between Main Street and Walnut Street, right up next to where the Newell House building is.
Right.
We're going to close those two blocks, and we've experimented with this before. The railroad tracks is directly west of the area there.
Right. So I'm trying to think. Feed store, Newell House,
right.
Intersection,
store,
Liquor Mart, Trace Ombre's, Gross. How far down that road?
Well, it just goes. It goes between. It's right Newell House, where you walk into Newell House or
right.
the feed store. That's the part we're blocking off
south
for that two blocks.
And then south from there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. And there's a parking lot right next to it, too. So some areas to put tents and resources there, too.
Yeah. And we've actually done some improvements to the parking lot and got it so we're not going to have any walk hazards with the crowd particularly being in there. It can accommodate 10,000 people or more.
I had no idea. I really didn't. That sounds
the space that we have because there's a large grassy area there. So,
all right. So keep this in mind. Now everything needs a name. You talked about marketing. You talked about SIU. What are you going to call it?
Well, we're going to call it Shadow Fest. And this is this came out of a lot of discussion on what to call this. We've had so many folks meeting on committees, getting us ready, and you know we feel ready today, but. It's Shadow Fest because we're going to be in the shadow of the moon, and we'd like to make that branded as a Carbondale festival that we do every year. Because 7 years later, I mean, we got to practice every year, right?
Right.
Have a festival.
Merchant,
7 years later,
merchandise.
Another
is the first thing I think of.
Yeah,
I do. I'm sorry.
Another eclipse in 7 years. So,
So Shadow Fest. Now there had been a deal with someone to do the music. And then that didn't work out. My understanding, availability of talent was part of the issue, is what I was told. And
that,
now
that
you have a new group.
All of the issue.
Right?
Yeah. Now we have a new group. And the first group were really booking high-end entertainment groups, nationally known acts. And we had a commitment of roughly $50,000 to pay them to bring that concert on. It was going to be paid admission, probably $10 to $12 a ticket, I would guess. And as people in the business realize, for you coming to a small venue like Southern Illinois, you have to catch these groups traveling from, like we did with Jason Isbell. He was traveling from Nashville, Tennessee to Chicago.
Right.
And he was not as big a name then when we did that a year ago as he is, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, catching him right on the routing is a tough one. But on the other hand, this is a weekday, and weekends are popular, so cross-routing is very popular. That's why you see weekday shows in Southern Illinois sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we can catch them going from St. Louis to somewhere else, Memphis, and that increases our profit margins considerably when you're catching on cross-route.
Right.
Cross-routing, if you can do it anyway.
And that's what this promoter was looking for, and he had a local connection here also, and so they worked, and they finally just told us, you know, we're not coming up with the folks that we need to come up, and we're going to have to let you go.
SIU and layoffs, it's got to be something that when you hear about it, you know, I can hear you doing a hand plant. You're just taking your hand and slapping it against your forehead going, geez.
Yeah.
Oi, right?
Yeah.
Now it's every week, if not every day, that you hear something. Grant, some of it's the echo chamber because you hear something that happened 2 days ago and people just getting it. But, you know, talking about it again yesterday after a memo that came out.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the personal cost to the folks there's a lot of folks sitting there thinking they're going to be next, and I can't imagine being in that position.
I talked to one of them, I guess it was about a week ago, and they're going, you know, I've been here, you know, a really long time now. But I'm getting closer to the bottom now where I was at the very top and there was this long line of people that go before me.
Right.
They're not there anymore.
Yeah. And it's SIU, and, you know, I meet with them regularly. They are just up against a wall. They are just running out of money. And it goes back to our wonderful state legislature that can't do their job.
Now, I'm wondering, Mike, from a mayor, city council kind of standpoint, well, we're going to have a budget, just hypothetically say, well, we're going to have a budget for this year. What happened to the other 2 years? How does that go in the books? How does the CPA go, well, those 2 years didn't exist? How do you do that?
And you know, Tom, here's the thing they've given up. Everybody knows we had a state income tax that expired. And everybody knows we're going to have that back and probably more to get out of this mess. And these folks in Springfield have given up 2 years of those revenues. So wherever we are, where are we today? $14
billion? $14.3 billion in back bills, but that doesn't count pensions. And probably there's another set of books that has a different number.
And pensions, no doubt, are a problem, which they keep increasing the cost to our city every year of what we have to pay into that pension system they borrowed out of.
And you know, so, and I was talking this morning with David Severin, you know, that people saying, look, like a nursing home, they're regulated, the price they can charge. But they can increase the state goes, you're going to pay this now for minimum wage. But no, you can't increase your rates.
Right.
Where does that money come from? Well, we don't have it, so we're out of business.
Yeah.
And that's one little slice.
Yeah. And, you know, the people complain about taxes, but the minimum wage increase to $15 suddenly would be one of the largest taxes we've ever had in Illinois.
Well, you throw in the corporate tax increase, you call it the personal tax, because you came right out and said it. We're going to have to raise money. Going to have to be revenue.
Yeah.
This money, the time for a small increase, 0.25, which would have done it 10 years ago, well, that time's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like catching a fire early. One bucket can do it if it's just that fire, and then you can't have an entire fire truck, and then the entire lake won't put out a fire later on.
No.
And it's a wildfire now, depending on how you describe it, I guess.
And they have a bill was floating around last week, 2 weeks ago in the legislature to borrow over $7 billion.
Yeah.
Borrow it.
Right.
And that's money that they would have had if they had had a budget.
And interest on the $7
billion. Yeah.
I look over here at one of my news monitors right now, and I see a commercial for a gubernatorial candidate.
Yeah, another one coming up.
June 7th of 2017, and here we are seeing the commercials about I'm running for governor.
Well, and that's why, you know, folks, I know a couple of lobbyists in Springfield, and they both told me months ago that we wouldn't have a budget in 2018 because of the gubernatorial race, and we may not have one to 2020. Because whoever wins the governorship, whichever party, then wants to spend the next election winning a vast majority. And they need to forget the politics. I'm sorry. Citizens have got to do something about this.
Did you go to training at some point when you were young about being a lifesaver and how to stop somebody from drowning? Did you ever do that much?
I actually had my senior lifesaving the other day. Got it when I was 17 years old.
My science teacher, Bill Treese, was my instructor at the pool in Harrisburg. Great guy. Loved him. He passed away a couple of years back. And Bill was a funny, outgoing, gregarious guy. You'd have to just know him, really, to be able to get that. And a lot of people do. He's also the basketball coach there for a number of years. Very talented guy. And he's the guy who, when I didn't understand something, he would show me. And once we went into the deep end of the pool, and he says, this is why you don't first thing just go run out and help somebody who's drowning, because they'll pull you down too. And he showed me. He was bigger than I was, and he pretended he was drowning, and I tried to help him, and I didn't approach him from behind. And he put me under.
I had the same exact experience. I thought the guy's going to drown me.
When I'm hearing you talk, that's what I heard. Somebody's drowning, and they're going to take you with them. And it's state government that's drowning, that's literally attached on the carotid artery of this state's neck and is sucking it dry. Yeah. And parasites, if there's at least, you know, when the little birds fly around the rhinos and tick off, there's a symbiotic relationship. The rhinos get relief from the birds. In this case, you're just pulled under.
Yeah, yeah. It's unconscionable that we're going this long. I you know, we're a junk bond status. SIU's at the point where they're going to have to borrow money. They may not be able to borrow money because at any rate.
Yeah, Puerto Rico will sell them bonds.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to buy from a bankrupt country property, territory. Right. I mean, we're really in this situation because that's what I hear. But see, people are confused. They're going, we don't have any money, but we spent $77,000 on a sign out front. That's part of the things that I think, because there is that need to go forward, while at the same time recognizing the state, which is why SIU make the cuts. Right now, people, I use a lot of words. What's the word you use? Are confused, threatened.
They're confused, they're hurting, our small business community is hurting. We had some folks there last night talking about the 2% food and beverage tax. They want us to take it off. And, you know, I never talk, Carbondale's instituted some taxes since I've been mayor, and I favored them. And I don't like taxes. I'm a small business owner, and I understand it, and I don't have a huge income. But Carbondale has gone for a long time and not done things. It's like our new trash bins. We had the trucks equipped to grab these bins and empty them for over a decade, but never took the step to get the proper garbage cans and trash cans out there. So you drive around on trash day and you'll see somebody's trash can, and you'll see 6, 8, 10 bags on the ground, and some dog's been into them, tearing them up.
I have seen that.
The city doesn't look good when visitors come in. And my whole point was, we have to help SIU every chance we get. And we got to make the city look better. We've torn down the Horizon Inn. We have a new Casey's on Main Street.
Tore down sidetracks.
We're going to have 40 parking spaces there. Sidetracks is right across the street from where they were.
And not far from that area you're blocking off, really, when you get to it.
Yeah.
About a block and maybe three quarters.
We funded that downtown revitalization, which I was president of the Chamber of Commerce in 1984, and we were talking about it then.
Looks good, too, Mike.
It does.
It's going to look better soon when we stop seeing. Well, I was down by the dry cleaners the other day, and Kate's like, are they taking it down? I said, no, honey, they're boxing it in now.
Yeah.
They're putting up the walls now. It's boxed in. It's ready to go.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Samron is the contractor, and those guys are hustling.
Good.
They are moving. And we bid it with overtime in it to have it completed by Eclipse.
So what's next? When it comes to planning the Eclipse, what comes next with the state of Illinois? What comes next with SIU? We're all watching Springfield, not really seeing a lot at this point. I talked to State Representative Severin today and State Representative Anderson yesterday, saying there's talks. There's going to be, I think, some public hearings tomorrow, I believe. The time for public hearings would have probably been before the end of last month.
Well, absolutely. And the people making the deals are the staffs of the governor and the House leadership. Those are the folks that are negotiating.
And by the way, if anybody wants to, Governor Rauner's the one who said that we're actually running a sound cut this morning in our newscast saying our chief of staff is meeting their chief of staff.
Right. Yeah, I heard that on the way over this morning. So maybe those guys will have some sense of getting it done. I don't know.
Right. But it was interesting when I had Representative Anderson on yesterday morning. He says we shouldn't vote for a stopgap measure. And he says, and I will not, that funds education. Because that lets everybody off and stops the pressure.
Yeah.
And I literally was talking to a guy in Springfield yesterday on the phone. He says, imagine how quick they would get a budget if the prison workers weren't getting paid, if the state police officers weren't getting paid, if all state employees weren't getting paid. There'd be a budget pretty darn quick.
Yeah, it happened real quick.
But these stopgap measures allowed us to continue on, take the pressure off without really finishing the job.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, discharging your responsibilities in a professional manner is doing a job is a colloquialism. This is serious stuff.
And back to Carbondale, where we are with these new taxes that we've had, they are dedicated. The council is pulling these revenues from these taxes into a brand new specific fund that we can watch it and do what we promised the taxpayers we're going to do with it. It's not going to get swept out or moved aside or borrowed on. And the downtown revitalization is one thing. Doing this Eclipse is costing an immense amount of money. We need to upgrade our streets. Mill Street that's right next to the campus, as we've put all new water and sewer under the street, which is great, but we didn't appropriate any money
to resurface it. Yeah.
And I go by the complaints. I get emails from parents coming in, bringing their students here, or coming to visit campus and look at it. And they say, your downtown looks old and worn out. Your cab service is not good enough for us and we have to wait too long for cabs. So we've passed an ordinance to allow Uber in. And we have another company going to come in July, which is going to be a really, really good ride share.
And Lyft came and went just like that, didn't
it? Yeah, Lyft said it was too onerous to get a background check and inspection.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, we're doing the things, and a lot of it is geared. And there's two points. We'd like to have young folks coming in and being at SIU. I'd like to have folks like you and I retire in place in Southern Illinois and, of course, in Carbondale. And we're having folks leave by the droves because of the situation with the state of Illinois.
My dad, retired state of Illinois. The first thing he did? He left. I'm still mad at him about it.
I have a sister and brother-in-law I just talked to 3 days ago, retired from Caterpillar 8 and 9 years ago.
My dad pulled a state paycheck, so I'm mad at him.
Yeah. He pulled a state paycheck,
and then he leaves, and he goes to Florida. And, of course, it's my money whenever he dies. So say, well, you can, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's not listening to the show, so I don't have to worry about that.
Terry and I know over 50 couples now that have moved just to the villages.
Just get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking with a state employee with his, at least spend it here in the state. He's like, I got to get out of this place. Yeah. I got to get out.
And, you know, Carbondale's restaurants, they were talking last night about how their sales are down, and they're down significantly, and they think it's the 2% tax. And really, it's we don't have the people in town anymore. Our population is declining rapidly in Carbondale.
And you know what's interesting about that? You said it. I noticed it. I mean, I'm a creature of habit, so I go the same places the same time, and I recognize the difference. I'm like, what? Did they fix the road? Did they mow the yards? Oh, there's no people.
Yeah.
It happens to me.
Yeah. Our daytime crowds are pretty good because people go back and forth to work at Southern Oil Healthcare, but we have people leave Carbondale. You watch Route 13; it's busy both directions.
Same way, Marion,
both
is
rush
too.
Hour.
Yeah,
but we're definitely losing population here. There's no question about that.
No question about
and
it.
And it hurts our restaurants.
You know what's weird is more and more people said, "I can't sell my house."
Yeah,
that's what I hear too.
Terry is a real estate agent with Century 21, and she just now has started getting busier with selling, but their main selling season typically now is over. But there are homes selling for 30% less than they were purchased 4, 5, 6 years ago.
I met a guy in Carterville who was shopping for a home. He was in my neighborhood. I went over and introduced myself. I told him I was you. got to have some fun sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy says, he says, my daughter's coming here to go to school this year. I don't want her to live in Carbondale. I'm buying a house in Carterville. Really?
Yeah.
You know, and I bet you I'm not the first person to tell you a story like that.
No. They see a lot of it is the crime statistics that get reported in Carbondale.
Right.
And, of course, we have a larger population. We're going to have a few more crimes. We're actually seeing it drop. It's dropped consistently over the last three years.
A lot of people going to jail.
Yeah.
What state's attorney's office is these guys that are repeat offenders, they're going to jail.
Yeah, they're prosecuting aggressively, and there's a lot to that needs to be done in that area. We just hired 4 new police officers this week.
Good.
So to bring our force up to where we need it to be, and we've been short, but we're coming along well. And I just want people in Carbondale to know I'm going to be a good steward of their taxes and we're going to get some things done to make Carbondale look better, and hopefully it's going to help us with our population.
Still like the job?
Still like the job.
Hard, though.
It's hard decisions to make, especially when you have good friends come there and stand in front of the council and beg you to take off a 2% tax because they think that's doing it.
I've seen a lot on social media in particular the last 2 weeks about this.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what prompted it. But I noticed that there's been a more pronounced presence of rhetoric on this subject.
Yeah. And it's a very, very few people doing it. It's sort of the same folks that think that Carbondale has sat for 20 years and or more and relied on that university is going to be there the same as it always was and bring all this money to us. And, there's a number out there that students bring $10,000 out into the community in addition to what goes to the university every year that they're here.
Yeah.
So 7,000 students down from where we were is $70 million. If that rolls over 4 times in the community, it's $300 million. 3.5 years, you got $1 billion.
And the given multiplier,
economic impact.
And the given multiplier, 7.
It is. And I'm using a light one.
Yep.
And so that impact is significant, and we're still providing the same services and keeping the same streets and everything.
And people are asking for more every day.
Yeah. I always want more.
We're out of time.
Yeah, thank you.
Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry.